You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coach Unplugged is brought to you by great people over at teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. Here is your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 277 of Coach Unplugged. Before we get started with a teachhoops.com member question, let's do a big shout out to Dr. Dish, our sponsor, one of our sponsors for 2019. Go over and check them out. They've just come out with a new shooting machine as of the first of the year. I've seen the videos. I've not seen it in working yet, but if it's anything like the other three or four or five models that they've had, you know, we have a couple of them, it will be awesome. So I'm excited about that. Go over and check it out. Mention Coach Unplugged and get $300 off your next purchase. Also, it is that time of year. It's that January doldrums. Can't imagine a better time to go over and join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. You know, it allows that little piece at teachhoops.com allows us to bring all the content we do to you on our Facebook group and all these podcasts and things like that. So that's, people are always asking a way to get back. That is a great way for you to get back. Go over and join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, off to Seth's question.
Hey, Coach. Question seven. I've got eight questions, so this is the seventh question. Just wondering if you had any practical advice on the things to look out for when a game begins. So in those first few minutes of the first quarter, you know, there's 10 kids running around, there's two officials, there's all the noise, there's the parents, there's the table, there's the horn, and he's just trying to filter out that noise and focus on, you know, certain things. My question is, you know, what do you suggest that you should focus on as a coach to prepare you for your first time out, or to help you give direction from the sidelines? You know, you're looking at the offense of your team, the defense of your team, the defense of the other team, and their offense too. I'm just wondering if you had any practical tips for sort of separating those different things, or really focusing in on one or two things, or what you thought a young coach should maybe look for in particular when that game begins, to help them sort of coach and direct as the game progresses. I hope that makes sense. That's my seventh question. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, that's a great question, and I think it becomes a little bit easier to filter the chaos when you're a little bit of an older coach than a younger coach. I always used to, you know, coach my son in Little League when he was growing up, and it amazes me how much time a baseball coach has to process things between pitches, between plays, even a football coach. Basketball is not like a symphony. It's more like a rock concert, and things are happening very quickly. So what I tell coaches, and this is what I do, first of all, at the beginning of a game, I tend to look at the opposing team and what they're doing and our matchups more than ours. I'm hoping I've taught us how to run our offense, how to play defense, how to get to the help side, how to take care of the ball. So I tend to look at the opposing team early more than my team. You have to pick specific. Otherwise, you become a spectator of the game. You have to pick specific things you want to look at. How are we handling the pressure? How are we, you know, so when you do start delving into what your team is doing well or not doing well, really pick several things to focus on. You know, how are we boxing out? How are we getting to the helpline? Those specific things. Don't pick 85 things to do. Pick two or three. That will help a lot. Third thing is, if you have assistant coaches, give them tasks. Maybe one of them watches the opposing team's defense. Maybe one of them watches the shot selection for your team. That way you can take it off your plate and put it on someone else's plate, and you can focus on those key components that you think are important for your team to be successful. I hope this helps. If you like these kind of questions, two things. You can become a teachhoops.com member. That would be awesome. Also, you can leave a question down below. I will guarantee I'll respond to it at some point, but it also might become a podcast. So what a great way to get your questions answered and to help us over at Coach Unplugged. So the link will be down below in the show notes. And if you get 30 seconds, please go subscribe and like. We would really appreciate that. That does help us move this podcast forward and move up the pecking order in iTunes and Stitcher and whatever you listen to. So it takes you 30 seconds to do that. And we really love those 5 stars. Those make my day. All right. Have a great start of your week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.